Welcome to week two, topic four, the clinical connection to non-alcoholic fatty liver disease. Currently, 25% of people in the U.S. are living with non-alcoholic fatty liver disease, which is abbreviated as NAFLD. NAFLD is largely asymptomatic before it begins causing problems. This disorder is often looked at in connection with obesity, sugar consumption, and elevated triglycerides. However, not everyone with fatty liver will match this profile. The Nutrition Genome Report can give you a full profile of genes to determine the major contributing causes of fatty liver, so you can check off each box. If you go to nutritiongenome.com under practitioner training, you will see the diagram for fatty liver that includes all of the genes that are connected. In the digestion section, we look at the FUT2 gene for gut flora. By regulating liver fat deposition and energy homeostasis, gut microbiota may also play a role in NAFLD pathogenesis. Patients with biopsy-proven NAFLD have increased gut permeability and small intestinal bacterial overgrowth, known as SIBO, which can play an important role in the alteration of liver fat metabolism. Pilot studies based on the theory that NAFLD may be linked to SIBO have shown some promise with the use of probiotics and prebiotics. The L-carnitine gene in the digestion section, SLC22A5. If your patient has poor L-carnitine production, a high-fat diet may put more stress on these enzymes and create fat oxidation without adequate L-carnitine, magnesium, C, and B vitamins. In a randomized controlled trial, L-carnitine was found to improve fatty liver, including the histologic activity score and the aminotransferases. Vitamin D, it's CYP2R1 and VDR genes. Emerging evidence suggests that vitamin D may play a role in the pathogenesis of NAFLD. In a recently published meta-analysis, NAFLD subjects were 26% more likely to be vitamin D deficient compared to controls. Numerous publications propose that low levels of vitamin D may contribute to the development of insulin resistance, metabolic syndrome, and more recently, NAFLD. Pesticides have also been linked to suppressing vitamin D levels, which is a pretty interesting point, and creating a vitamin D deficiency. So low PON1 gene function, which we haven't talked about yet, PON1 is a gene in the cardiovascular section, and low vitamin D levels could be contributing to NAFLD. And then iron, which is the HFE gene, which is connected to iron overload. Excess iron is observed in approximately one-third of NAFLD, so that's showing an oxidative stress component. The next set of genes in the digestion, methylation, and antioxidant section, the first would be the folate genes. High homocysteine is correlated to NAFLD. The choline genes, one of the major connections to fatty liver is low choline. And so from what we can see is that in humans, in studies, polymorphisms in PEMT are associated with fatty liver, suggesting that methyl donation function of choline is important in the mechanism of fatty liver. Even if a patient exhibits normal weight and triglycerides, a longstanding choline deficiency can still induce fatty liver. B12 genes, so this would be your FUT2, MTR, MTRR, and TCN2. Studies have found that levels of B12 and folate were statistically lower in fatty liver patients. Oxidative stress genes, so this would be mainly SOD3 along with PEMT, the ones connected to the cell membrane. According to research, increased oxidative stress is considered a key trigger in the pathogenesis of fatty liver. Oxidative stress has been hypothesized to contribute to the progression of fatty liver and to worsen insulin resistance. Research shows that low copper as a potential cause of fatty liver. Choline is an important part of the cell membrane, and mitochondrial dysfunction is a central mechanism in the pathogenesis of fatty liver. Low choline actually increases the sensitivity to carcinogenic chemicals due to poor cell membrane support. In excess amounts, NSAIDs, like acetaminophen, build up in the liver and obstructs pathways in the liver, compounding issues. In the hormone section, we look at sex hormone binding globulin, SHBG. Having SHBG levels that are too low in men are associated with metabolic syndrome, obesity, insulin resistance, lipid abnormalities, and chronic high blood pressure. Studies have indicated that low SHBG levels are associated with fatty liver in men. And finally, the thyroid genes, the D101, shows that hypothyroidism is also linked to fatty liver. So what is so amazing, I think, about all of these genes, what you're able to see with fatty liver is all the ways that it can develop. And so when you're looking at the genetic analysis, you're able to see everything that could be contributing to it, not just a few things, and where those pathways may be most important. So thank you so much for listening today, and we look forward to the next lesson. Thank you.